Good evening. The time is 5 p.m. The Warwick Finance Committee is open. May I have a acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held? There are no minutes. Correction. Without objection, I'd like to address PCR 58-24, resolution relative to issuing correction. I would like to address PCR 55-24. Formerly bid 2024-341 traffic safety cameras. Without objection. Thank you. So the first item on the docket today through the committee is going to be PCR 55-24 traffic safety cameras. Good evening, Major. Please identify.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Thank you, Major.
The police department solicited requests for proposal for an automated traffic safety camera program. The proposals sought were for a turnkey automated school zone speed and red light camera program. The city received proposals from the following four vendors: Ultimate of Lanham, Maryland; Conduent; State and Local Solutions of Washington, D.C.; Genoptic Smart Mobility Solutions of Jupiter, Florida; Novoa Global of Orlando, Florida. After a review of the four proposals, the police department is requesting to enter into an agreement with Ultimate Incorporated, as their proposal was ranked the highest by our four-member review panel. If the final agreement is reached with Ultimate, the initial term would be for 5 years with an option for renewal thereafter. At this point, if it's okay with the committee, I'd like to turn this over to Colonel Connor for some remarks, and then we can go back into questioning, if that's
absolutely okay. Major,
thank you.
Colonel Connor, when you step to the microphone, please just identify.
Good evening, Colonel Brad Connor, Warwick Police Department. I'd just like to provide a little bit of context or a little bit of background in regards to this project. I had been in conversation with Mayor Picozzi and his administration dating back to 2021 when I took over as the police chief. One of the primary concerns that we have in the public safety space was traffic and accidents and the numerous complaints that we received into the police department on a daily basis. This is nothing new. This has been going on for decades. But as we all know, Warwick is a very busy city. It's growing every day, and we have numerous motorists on the road. And, you know, quite frankly, we need to do something to make our roads safer. We outlined a comprehensive plan dating back several years, which included adding technology. We've been able to use city money to allow our officers and our motorcycle cops to have high-speed equipment in the vehicles that could allow them to write tickets quicker. We've brought in better radar and LIDAR systems to be able to measure speed. And we've also spent a lot of money on traffic signs and traffic trailers to notify motorists of how fast they are going. I was fortunate enough to attend the International Association of Chiefs of Police conference in end of 2022, where I was able to meet with several vendors and discuss the automatic the traffic cameras that we're talking about tonight. It's important to be able to use technology as technology advances in order to leverage that technology to benefit public safety. Again, I was able to attend another conference. This is one we were awarded our national accreditation, where I got to be involved with several discussions and panel talks on how agencies throughout the country are using technology to fight crime and to help with the traffic concerns. One of the things that they are doing in many cities and towns, as we've seen in Rhode Island, is utilizing these traffic cameras specifically in school zones and also at red lights in order to calm traffic, to let the community know that we care about public safety and that we want to invest in the safety of our kids in our school zones, and also try to reduce crime to prevent accidents. I believe in using technology for several reasons. One, the bad guys are doing it, so why shouldn't we? If motorists are out there using Facebook, Instagram, checking their emails, watching TV, and text messaging while they drive? Why can't we use technology in order to correct their actions and improve their behavior? We did a little study, very non-scientific. But what I did was I asked our traffic officers to give me some numbers. And I found that we average about 8,600 traffic tickets per year. Of those, only 821 in 2022 and only 759 in 2023 were actual red light tickets. So we're writing under 1,000 red light tickets in the entire city per year with our current staffing. Then what I did was I asked our traffic unit to go out in an undercover capacity and monitor five specific intersections in the city of Warwick for 1 hour. And without taking enforcement, see how many tickets, how many traffic violations, red light violations occurred in that 1 hour period. When we averaged them out, we came out to 12 and a half per hour per intersection. When you add that out very conservatively, and you say that that average would only be 8 hours a day, you're looking at 182,500 violations a year for just those five intersections. So that just tells you how many violations are occurring on a day-to-day basis. I live in Warwick. I work in Warwick. I spend most of my time in Warwick. And when I drive around, almost every time, I see a violation. I know you folks do because I hear it. We get it into our department through the late council liaison quite frequently of all the traffic concerns that are happening. And most importantly, I hear it from Mayor Picozzi, because every Monday morning he wants to know how many tickets we wrote, where we're writing, and what we're doing about the traffic control. So there is an issue. So I come to you again in the space of public safety. I'm not a budget balancer. That's not my area of concern. I care about the safety of the people and the residents and the students in Warwick. We have a problem. We know we have a problem. And this is part of the solution. My officers that go out there, we all know the retention and recruitment issues that we're dealing with. Every day, there is just the minimum numbers of officers on the street. There used to be one, two, sometimes three extra police officers just by scheduling out there in order to do these extra traffic patrols. But they're not there now because we just don't have the manpower. So if we can utilize this in order to traffic, calm traffic a little bit, I think we'll all be in a better place. I'm sure we'll have much more discussion on the topic, specifically the implementation, but I'll touch on a couple things. One, everybody is going to know where these cameras are going to go. We're going to let everybody know. We're going to tell them. It's going to be advertised. It'll be on social media. It'll be on the news. It'll be on the website. Then we're going to have an implementation phase where everybody's going to have 30 days to get a warning. And then we're going to put copious amounts of signs up. I just drove down Blackstone Boulevard in Providence the other day, and I was anxiously awaiting to find where that traffic camera was because I passed about four or five signs. And of course, my wife is driving 20 miles an hour because we were afraid to get a ticket. And that's exactly the purpose of these. Everybody's going to know that these cameras exist. And then if you get a ticket and you're a Warwick resident, all right, you got your ticket. All right. And now you should know better because you know where they are and you live in the city and you've gotten the warnings. But for all this, probably up to 70 to 80% of the motorists, judging by other cities and towns and what they give out, it's probably going to be the commuters, the people that come to Warwick to use the hotels, to use the airport, to use our restaurants. And those are the people that may be speeding through your communities or going through your red lights. And I don't care about those folks. And I don't care anybody in this room. My wife got a ticket. We paid it. It was in East Providence. She didn't know. I looked at the ticket, and it's funny how you can look at it, and yep, that's it. That's you. So you pay the $50, and the next time you drive slower, and that's the purpose of this system. So I respectfully request that you consider this. I believe it's important. It's a very good public safety tool. And from what we know about the system, from talking to other chiefs of police, you're going to see a dramatic spike, and then it's going to come down, and it's going to plateau. But what also happens is the number of accidents is supposed to go down as well, and the number of traffic-related other types of tickets and incidents are going to go down as well. So I would take any questions if you have them.
Thank you. Thank you, Colonel. So there was an article in the newspaper that said over the last year that motor vehicle accidents have increased by 10%.
Yes, especially when you look at, you know, before the COVID years And then past COVID, yeah, they've gone up dramatically. It wasn't just city vehicles, as the article may have suggested. We all kind of, our hearts skipped a beat, but it was, but certainly, yeah, accidents are going up, and tickets as well. So we know that the, you know, we know the problems are out there.
Well, I want to say that, you know, I've done mine a couple of years ago. I remember Councilman Ricks brought up something about traffic cameras, speed cameras. And I remember thinking to myself, no, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. You know who changed my mind? My constituents, my neighbors. They constantly are reporting, rightfully so, especially Strawberry Fields, and that's near, as you know, an elementary school. They are constantly calling about cars exceeding down that road, flying down that road, especially at school time. I actually had a phone call from one of the crossing guards about the concern crossing the street, and this car went around them into the breakdown lane to avoid while she was in the middle crossing. It's been a constant. And when the mayor said that the number one concern or the number one phone call he gets in constituent affairs is traffic, that wasn't an exaggeration. That's one of the top phone calls I get as well, is between Sandy Lane, even State Streets, they'll call us. But, you know, Strawberry Field is one of the big ones near the elementary school. Sandy Lane, Warwick Avenue, obviously Airport Road to State Street. But also a lot of the streets in between, the long stretches that we have that go parallel to the airport, those seem to be wide open. And if the constituents had their way, they would have a stop sign at every corner. And I know that also I've requested numerous traffic studies. So any small thing we can do, especially around the schools, I think would be nothing but a great benefit. And it's something that I looked at and something that now I feel I can support due to the urgency. And I don't know of any parents that have students in school. Not one has called me against this. So thank you, Colonel. Councilman Foley, I saw you. President. You wish to refer to the president?
I'll defer.
Okay. Council President, they would like to hear you, your comments.
Sure. Good evening, Colonel. Colonel, can you break down the fees? That's what's going to get the headlines here. So can we talk about how much the bill would be? How much is the processing fees? How much is the net going to be, et cetera?
I'm going to turn it over to the major for that.
Thank you.
Major Andy Sullivan again for the police department. Oops, excuse me. So these automated cameras had enabling legislation at the state level. Yeah, let's just do a little history here. So the automated school zone speed cameras were enacted in 2016, the enabling legislation, and the red light citation cameras were 2005, so they predated that by quite a few years. So the breakdown of the fees would be, the red light speed zone cameras are set at $50 per violation. Speed cameras are $50 a violation. And an example of that would be a $7.80 processing fee, with the net proceeds to be collected per fine, $42.20. The ultimate projects a collection fee of 70%, which I believe is a very, very fair number and possibly even underestimated. And then moving on to the red light enforcement, it's $7.80 per citation also. Collections fee of $10 per violation if it were to go to collections. The fine itself is $85, and so that leaves a net proceeds of $77.20. Based on their 70-cent projection rate, a red light camera would need to have 26 fines per month. Would 38 a month for the 70% ratio. Based on 100% collection rate, it would be 26 a month. These the way it works is they get a citation in the mail. There's a barcode you can scan. You can log right onto the a payment portal if you wish and pay by credit card. If you're old fashioned, there's going to be a kiosk at City Hall. That's our plan, and they can hand deliver payments instead of for those who are not computer inclined.
Thank you, Major. So to recap, so for the school zones, a $50 state of Rhode Island fine, $7.80 for a processing fee. The city would net $42.20. And then on the automated red light enforcement, $85 state of Rhode Island fine, $7.80 processing fee, collection fine. The net would be $77.20. Do we know how many cameras we're looking at? What's the process of that? How's the police department going to decide where they go?
Yeah. So at this point, we would, if approved, we would enter into a final agreement with Ultimate, and that would be part of the process, doing a study similar to a traffic study to see where these cameras should be situated, where the best spots are, based on a variety of factors, such as the as traffic studies, accident rates, and so on and so forth.
The Warwick Police Department will have say in that because you know that, where the...
Absolutely. Ultimate will leave it up to us for the final say of where these cameras are.
Okay. But do we have a ballpark of how many? That's the question I've been asked. How many cameras are there going to be? And I said I knew we had to do a study and et cetera. But is there a ballpark figure that we're thinking? Are we going to start off? Does a contract call for X amount and then you can move up or down? Or is there a minimum that we would need to purchase?
No, sir. At this point, there's no minimum or maximum for cameras. It's really based on the situation, some of these intersections, how many we have. I can tell you we have countless red light intersections in the city of Warwick, which I can think off the top of my head that would be more than ideal for the cameras. School zones also, we have 20 some odd schools, and most if not all would be applicable also. This does include private schools also. There's the term for schools is loosely defined according to the Rhode Island general law, and it's any area within a quarter of a mile where the school is that the cameras could be fixed.
So like a preschool or a Catholic school could be included as well?
Yes, sir.
Do we need to get any permissions if you put something up on a state road? The council mentioned he gets a lot of calls on state roads. Is there a process we'd have to go through for the state to get a check and to say permission to put something up?
Yes. So the Ultimate would ultimately have to go through permitting process, and that would require going through the state for any signs or cameras that would be fixed on state property or roadways.
So that could take some time as well when we're trying to get up and moving.
It can, yes.
If this was
the good thing is the cameras have been here for a while in Rhode Island with multiple communities already using them, so it's not an entirely new concept. So hopefully this is it'll be a little more expedited.
And the Colonel mentioned signage leading up to where the traffic cameras are going to be. Do we know about how many? Is it, you know, two heads up, a heads up, one sign, five signs? Do we know, or is it the same for each light, or is this all to be determined?
Four for schools and one for the red lights.
Okay, so four for schools and one for the red lights. And I had a final question and I'm blanking, I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I blanked on the last question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Let us know, Mr. President. We'll go right back to you. One quick question before I pass on to Councilman Foley, Major. So the way that this works is it's not just a click and a send from the company. Actually, it's reviewed by the traffic division, correct? The Warwick Police Traffic Division. Every single violation, I'll use that word with quotation marks, is reviewed before the violation is submitted.
Yes. So on the company's end, they'll use computer software to first conduct reviews. Then they have a human review it and then they send it to us. And the final review, again, per Rhode Island law enabling legislation, requires that a sworn officer review the final, be the final reviewer of the violation before it's submitted.
And there will be a human contact within the department for the public to reach out to with any questions. There will be an actual designee from your department in uniform, a Warwick police officer designated to handle this, any calls or concerns.
Yes, from... sir. If not one, probably multiple.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Councilman Foley.
Thank you. First, anecdotal, like you, Colonel, every now and then I drive from Governor Francis to Main Street Coffee in East Greenwich. I go through various traffic lights. Every time I travel that route, at least three different people, vehicles, not close, but they blow through traffic lights. We're so fortunate that we don't have more deadly accidents. That was the anecdotal part. Secondly, right after, I think late last year, early this year, we were told that this proposal would be coming to us, and I reached out to the colonel. I asked him questions. He had the answers I wanted. But then I did a further follow-up. As I've mentioned numerous times, my brother is the chief of police in Williston, Vermont. Matter of fact, recently, our colonel and my brother met at one of these conferences, and I asked my brother the same type of questions. I've got the same type of answers, that this is the technology that we need to make our streets safer. And that's my prime objective, because just like Councilman Howell, just like the mayor, 90%, 95% of the calls I get are traffic, speeding within the neighborhoods, on the main roads. It's amazing. My last question, or my only question, is you talked about scientific. I know East Providence has these. Am I correct?
Yes.
So you mentioned how you believe there'll be a peak and then it'll come down. Has that what East Providence has seen?
Yes. All these departments that implement the automated cameras, they do notice is an obvious spike after the warning period or during the initial violation phase of the cameras, and then eventually it plateaus, as the colonel mentioned.
And the last point I want to make, like the colonel's wife, I go to Pawtucket every now and then. That's my hometown. And I meet friends for breakfast, and I travel through Pawtucket. I had two speeding tickets around school zones. Full disclosure. Two different schools. But from then on, I'm aware. I look for them. I know where schools are in Pawtucket because I grew up there, and I'm looking for those speed cameras. When I go into Providence, same thing. I'm looking for those speed cameras. It has an effect on my behavior, and as you have already testified, it has the effect on everybody. You get whacked in the wallet. There's a consequence for you violating the law. Let's be clear about that. That's why you're getting these citations. It isn't random. You have violated the law, and you're getting these citations. It changes your behavior. I'm done. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Gebhardt.
Great. Thanks, Major. Thanks, Carl. Let me go through it. I just have a couple of questions. Start with... So we talked about that non-scientific study of red lights, and I think we've all seen folks blowing through red lights. Based on what any of these companies have told you or other departments have told you, do you have an expectation for the breakdown that we'll see in terms of violations? You know, it'll be 50% will be red lights, 50% will be the speeding, or, you know, do you expect one to be the lion's share of the violations we see, or the other way?
Yes, this all depends truly based on how many cameras are in the speed zone for that purpose, and how many are at red lights for that purpose. And also the other factor to take into account is the school 180 school day calendar. That's when these cameras are able to be activated, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're not allowed to be on any other times or on weekends or during summer when school's not in session.
Okay, got it. So likely the red light cameras probably will be higher density. They can operate 24/7, 365, and we'll probably see more activity from those, if we had to guess. Okay, got it. Talk a little bit about, you mentioned, I think Carl mentioned school zones being a quarter mile from a school building or what could be called the school building, a daycare or a private school or a public school. Is that's accurate?
That's what the enabling legislation provides for, and they define as a school zone, any radius within a quarter of a mile. The good example brought up earlier is Strawberry Field Road, where the school itself is on, I believe it's Almy. So that school itself, during pickup, drop off, and even during school hours, may be very pedestrian and slow. However, the threat may lie on Strawberry Field Road, where you have kids walking to and from school, where the traffic has no other reason to otherwise slow down. It's not heavy traffic necessarily. So there's more apt opportunity for speeding and more danger.
And just like practically, so I'm thinking about like Cedar Hill School, which is at the intersection of Love Lane and Cohasset Road. So you basically like put a, you know, protractor at the middle of Cedar Hill and draw a quarter mile around that, and then any roadways in that circle are eligible or how?
Yes, sir. They would certainly be eligible. Doesn't mean there would be one at every street within the quarter mile radius. It would be what would have the greatest positive impact on safety.
Got
so
it.
Putting one on Red Chimney in that example probably would not be advisable.
Right.
Be a useful,
because yeah, there's a fee monthly essentially is kind of the commercials on from whatever vendor we select. We pay some enabling fee monthly per device.
So yes, for their camera infrastructure and their equipment and the software updates and so on and so forth. Regular maintenance that the city will have no responsibility for. Will be the vendor.
Right. So any location where we located one, we have to generate essentially the minimum just to cover the cost. And then after that, we're on a cost sharing.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of effort and thought put into the locations. And in speaking with the vendor that we've chosen today, if that goes through, they actually hire a third party, a vendor to come in and actually do the study. So they don't want to come in and say, listen, we're going to throw these things up everywhere so we can make more money. That's not the idea here. And, you know, we have the final say as the police department, and certainly, we can work with the council members to talk about specific areas. But we want to put a lot of thought and effort into where they're going to be placed. And again, it's to get traffic calmed in that area. In the areas we need them. So if there's a school zone that, you know, the kids just aren't, anywhere near the road at any given point, then we're going to elect not to put a speed camera there. I think that's important. And, you know, to get to your point as, you know, what's going to generate more tickets, I would say likely it's going to be the red lights, because, you know, we're going to put those in areas that are highly densely populated and tons of retail and, you know, commercial activity and, the ones that we have the biggest problem with. You know, you can think of, we all think of Poston Airport, right? Bald Hill Road probably has four or five of them. And those areas generate tons of traffic and tons of violations.
Okay. Thank you. Talk to me a little bit about, like, practically, I'm still thinking of Cedar Hill, and you've got Love Lane and Cohasset Road there. And so practically, if we decided, okay, there's one on Love Lane and one on Cohasset, like, how do these get installed? They go into the city easement, and would they be in someone's front yard or on the sidewalk, or do they get mounted to a pole? Like, what actually happens?
The easiest way would be if it was city land, because that would make it a little more streamlined as far as permitting and location access. If we have to put on state property or for a state road, then that would, we still have to go through a permitting process, but it may take a little longer than had we gone through our own property, our own city land.
Yeah, we're also going to have the pole-mounted cameras instead. Of, I know you've seen some in Providence. I think they look like a mailbox.
Yep.
It doesn't appear that we're going to use those types. So the ones will be smaller cameras that will be mounted to poles.
Okay.
And obviously, existing poles are easier. We just need permission from the owner.
Got it. Yeah. And these are powered, these cameras, so they'll take a electric feed from the pole itself, or they'll need a new service. They're not solar, right?
No, so that's the easiest way that they would be done, is mounted to a existing telephone pole where they can tap into the power on that pole. They would need permission from that pole owner, whether it's Verizon or Rhode Island Energy, National Grid, whoever it is, and then they could fix it to that pole.
Okay. All right. So the primary pushback I've had from at least folks in my area on this is around privacy. So I just have a couple questions on, it's the same kind of questions we got around Flock. So is there any tie between Flock and this camera system in any way?
There is not.
And thank you. And is there any tie between our camera system here and any other camera systems in other jurisdictions or
For the traffic camera? No, there would not be. All rec is most, another factor is any rec is acted upon will be destroyed in 90 days. That's another part of the law. So they're not retaining vehicle data for an extended unreasonable amount of time.
Okay. And the only infractions that can be issued based on collected data are limited to going through a red light or speeding in a school zone? Like, can other infractions be enforced based on data from the cameras?
No, the only exception would be, and the law provides for that also, if an officer, say, is following a vehicle they suspect of intoxicated operator, for example, the officer will observe violations such as leaving lane of travel, going through a red light. Once they act upon that and make an arrest, or maybe conclude that the driver is not intoxicated and just issue citations, the officer issued citations will overrule the automated camera citations. So we will then delete those or not issue them too, essentially.
So the red light camera data could be used as additional evidence in an investigation. Is that what you just said?
I suppose it could be, but we're not finding them. Basically, if an officer observes a violation at a red light, their observations and their summons is going to prevail over the automated process.
Okay. How am I doing on time? Oh, I got a minute. Let's see. Any data on? I'm going to shift gears again. You mentioned decrease in accidents. Has anyone like codified that into some statistics in terms of what the impact of these is on overall safety?
I don't have stats in front of me on that, but I did talk to personnel from East Providence the end of last week, and they did say there was a dramatic, a noted improvement on driver behavior and reduced accidents.
All right, got it. Have any municipalities or cities or towns run into issues with increased like cut-through traffic, you know, people avoiding certain areas and going through neighborhoods or anything like that as just an unintended consequence?
Did not ask that specifically, again, from my contact with East Providence people, but they did not bring that up when I asked them an open-ended question. Is there any other issues that you may have encountered while implementing the program or continuing the program? And they noted none.
Okay. And then I guess the last question. So if a city vehicle were to be flagged by one of these, who's going to pay that citation?
Colonel's going to pick it up. We'd certainly handle that in our way. Again, these vehicles, if they go in priority, that's obviously an excuse to exception.
I'm good for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want to request an extended time?
No, I'm good.
Thank you, Councilman. Council President, did you have a follow-up? Thank you. Are there any questions for members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Many of my questions were already answered, but I suppose I have a couple more questions. So there would be a collaborative process, if this is approved, with the decision as to exactly where to place the speed and the red light cameras. So exactly what would that look like in terms of, say, would it start with a traffic study or?
Yes, so this third-party entity that the colonel had mentioned is kind of a blind way of doing it, where there's no influence either from us or from Ultimate. I mean, we can certainly, the colonel and I have many years combined here in the city of Warwick, and we could drive you out to the hotspots right now. But certainly the company will come in, the third party, and have an objective interpretation of where to put these, where they may be best suited. It may open our eyes to why a particular site we think is good may not be good.
Part of that, that would be the interview process with our traffic division. We can also provide intel from our intelligence officer, software mapping of where the accidents are occurring. So they will have an idea based on what we give them of where the hot spots are and our primary areas of concern. And then they'll do their own scientific study and then bring it back to us for final approval.
Yeah, that sounds very good. I understand that a traffic study is its own very involved process. And yeah, with this vendor, they would be collecting some decent fees. So seems fair that they would have to do a substantial amount of that initial work as well. Yeah, the fee structure, it sounds like you spoke with a number of different potential vendors. And did any of those other vendors have a fee structure that appeared to be more advantageous to the city?
So that was certainly one of the factors, but it wasn't the only factor. So looking at the what the company brings to the table and their reputation and our internal grading process that we did at the station, Ultimate is right there with, I think one or two had maybe approximately the same fee structure, and one or two was significantly more, maybe double the processing fees, and had some other things in there too. Yeah, some of them had LPR technology, license plate reader technology. We didn't want to delve into intermingling with any of that technology because that's not the purpose of this.
Thank you. That's very good to hear and does address some of my concerns. I know that this is something that Councilman Gebhardt brought up as well as other members of the council. So I suppose just a brief statement. I think that there are some concerns here, but unlike the flock cameras, because these are not collecting that type of data, having that type of data sharing going on, I'm a lot more comfortable with these as opposed to the flock cameras. I did vote against the flock cameras when they came up for a vote. I did want to make sure to ask and listen about the fee structure, because while the motivation here is public safety, it's not about collecting fees. At the same time, if we are going to be collecting fees, it's important for me to know that those fees are going back to the city, the vast majority of those fees going back to the city rather than out of the city to a third-party vendor. It appears that the fee structure is very reasonable compared to the industry standard, and at least on par with what other major vendors are offering. I'd like to thank the department for doing its due diligence on vetting these different proposals. What I also did was, as part of a larger survey that I have for residents in Ward 2, I included a question on this topic. Now, because it's part of a larger survey, that survey is ongoing. I still have to do quite a lot of outreach, but I received an initial 50 responses. certainly a very small sample size, but it gives me some insight here. And as I saw those responses coming in, for the most part, it was around 50-50. And at some points, those in favor of these types of cameras, I phrased the question slightly different from what was proposed. It's always tricky with drafting survey questions because you don't want to give people a book to read when they're going through a survey, but you want to fairly summarize the issue. So for the record, the specific way that I framed the question was, in contrast to non-ticketing speed displays, what is your opinion on automated ticketing? There may be a proposal in the near future for automated ticketing near school zones. And then I gave the two options of someone indicating that they would be in support of automated ticketing within a quarter mile of a school if they are at the right locations with signs that warn of their location. Option two of I'm opposed to any automated ticketing for speeding. And then I allowed for an other box as well. And I had expected that automated ticketing would be quite unpopular. But with this type of more or less anonymous survey, where I can see the responses, but obviously I'm not going to give away any names or any information like that on who's responding or how they responded, the data that I have so far from that, again, very small initial sample size of only 50 people in Ward 2, is that there were 52% who are opposed, 42% who are in favor, 4% simply didn't answer that particular question, and then the other individual was basically voicing that they selected the opposed box, but then they also selected an other box that they would be in favor of it if the funds went to the local elementary school, which, well, that's not how city government works, but it does give me some insight as to the thought process here. And it's a rational thought process. It's just not how the city does things. So, yeah, I suppose that my other question here while we're all here is, if these speed cameras and red light cameras were enacted, what would we be reasonably expecting for a total number of cameras across the city?
I believe it's still too early to say exactly how many. I think they'd be substantial. We did our review with the rough estimate of 20 red light cameras and 10 school cameras, but I think that will be very underestimated at this point.
Thank you.
Okay.
And one final comment is that, while I take the opinion of my constituents very seriously, this is also something where this is one of those issues where it's not quite as simple and straightforward as have a public opinion poll put out there and go with what the majority says, because there is a lot of information that comes up in these hearings and otherwise that would tend to influence the decision of my constituents as survey takers that they may not be present here this evening. And also, the survey, again, it was very initial. It's not completely comprehensive. And I'll admit, there are going to be flaws of my own creation with that particular survey, where I only referenced speed cameras here, not red light cameras. It seems a substantial number of the cameras at issue would be red light cameras.
1 minute, Councilman.
So I think that the takeaway from the survey that I had for me is that my initial expectation that these types of cameras would be heavily unpopular, that assumption of mine was not founded. And so this is definitely something that I'm keeping an open mind on. And I think that if we are going in this direction, then I think that this does appear to be the appropriate vendor. So I would like to thank you both and the department for all of your work on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Colonel and Major.
Good evening.
The fees that were discussed to this point, are those fees that we're going to be charged, the ones I'm talking about, are those charges going to stay fixed over the 5-year contract on this?
Yes.
Okay. Are we to assume that the revenue that comes back from these speeding tickets will be going into the general fund?
Yes, sir.
And I think I understood you correctly, but I'm going to ask, did you say that the fines for speeding at the school locations are less than they are at other locations?
Yes, they're $50 with the through the automated camera speed zone program, and red lights are $85. Apparently, there's a story behind that that goes back many, many years where the fine was higher, I believe, for school zones initially, when initially started many years ago, and at some point it was reduced. I don't know the history beyond that part.
Councilman, I'm sorry, in that state, are the fines determined by state?
That's state enabling legislation beyond our control, the 50 and 85, yes.
Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry, Councilman, and thank you.
So did I just understand you to say that that is a state regulation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, to tell you the honest truth. You know, we're talking about protection of the kids and the folks that cross these streets, et cetera, but yet the fines are less in front of a school. That's ridiculous. To Councilman Gebhardt's point, I just want to circle back to one of his points. City vehicles, and I'll just leave it generic with city vehicles. If city vehicles, let me hold that question. What's the calibration going to be on these cameras? So I receive very few comments from my constituents about this one way or another. One of the comments was, so if we're going, 1 mile over the limit of 5 or whatever the number is, what is the calibration that is going to be set on these cameras that will trigger a ticket?
That's to be determined, but I can tell you we're not going to put it right at the...
I don't understand what you said.
That's to be determined, but I can tell you it will not be right at the exact threshold.
So to be determined, that could mean... 1 mile over or 5 miles over or what? I mean, is there some idea as to what the police department is going to be using for the benchmark?
Certainly don't want to advertise it, but most towns, cities and towns use 10 miles per hour as the threshold. And we can also set the same with the red light violations as well. So as a matter of judgment in court, it's that thick white line at the intersection. If the light turns red before you go over that, but we can dial it back half a second, a second, whatever we want to do based on the intersection and what the study tells us. But you're right. If it's a 20 mile school zone, people are not going to be getting ticketed for going 23. And which is why we push this so much. And we say, we're giving you 10 miles an hour over the limit, right? So if you're going 31 in a school zone, shame on you. You deserve the $50 ticket.
Right. So that would be at the discretion, that calibration would be at the discretion of the police department?
Correct.
So that number, whatever that arbitrary number would be, would that number be consistent with all the cameras?
Yes.
Or it would be with all the cameras?
Correct.
It's also something that could change from colonel to colonel, from administration to administration, right? That's something that could change.
Or accident from accident. You know, if we right. if we see that, you know, it's certain, you know, Councilman Gebhardt brought up an interesting, you know, scenario over by the Cedar Hill School, which that's vastly different than Strawberry Field Road. So, you know, if we notice that it wasn't doing any type of traffic calming, then, you know, maybe you would make the executive or the decision to speak with the folks at Altamont and determine whether or not we needed to do something based on the traffic statistics. But
sure.
I care more about the safety than you know, obviously saying we're not making enough money at this intersection. So, you know, let's lower the speed by 5. That's not why we're here.
Well, obviously that revenue thing was certainly a question or a concern of mine a few weeks ago, as opposed to the safety value of these things. So now I'm going to circle back to my other question with city vehicles. And again, generic city vehicles, if they are exceeding that, and I'm not talking about, let me back up. So other than an emergency vehicle responding to an emergency, lights flashing, sirens going, will city vehicles also be tagged if they exceed that calibration number? Ticketed.
That and the red lights.
And the red lights.
Each ticket is going to be evaluated and by a sworn officer. And essentially what's going to happen, if it's an emergency vehicle, then they're not going to receive a ticket if they're going on a priority response. And then based on the other types of tickets, we would look at it from an administrative standpoint at that point. And, you know, if the administration decides that they want to take a hard stance after meeting with all the directors and that they want to fine the individual drivers, then they have the ability to do so. If they want to handle those infractions administratively, they will have the ability to do that as well. So again, I don't have an answer for you. It's definitely a good question. And that's something that we can take up in the future with the administration and how they want to handle department discipline.
Well, to me, I think that if
the other issue too is the registered owner is the culprit in a sense. So if my wife is driving my vehicle and she goes through one of these tickets, it's going to come to me. I'm still responsible for it. A city vehicle may be more difficult to find out who was actually operating that vehicle. So there have to be a little bit of investigative work to determine who that was. It wouldn't make any sense to just send a ticket to the
but DPW. Typically, the drivers of those vehicles, whether it be police officer assigned to a certain car, your cars all have numbers on them. They have drivers sure. assigned to them. Same thing with the fire trucks, right? They have drivers assigned to them every day. I'm sure if I were to call the fire chief and say, who's driving, you know, engine 10 right now, he would
maybe,
know.
Maybe, maybe not. I wouldn't say that that's a standard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you certainly could do some investigative work to find out who's driving the car.
But my point is, I don't see that any different than your average citizen driving down Warwick Neck Avenue or West Shore Road or Strawberry Field Road who is not responding to an emergency and is just going from point A to point B and is doing 35 and a 25. Why that individual should just be, okay, it's all right because you're in a city vehicle. It's not all right.
I agree.
These tickets that will be issued for red lights and the speeding, will those violations be reported to the driver's insurance company?
No, it won't affect your insurance, and it won't go on your state of Rhode Island driver's abstract.
Okay. I think I heard, I don't remember, it was one of you, saying that there will be times when the speed cameras and perhaps the red light cameras will not be active. Did I hear something say about that?
Yes, the school zone cameras, they won't be ticketing people on Saturdays and Sundays and holidays and at midnight. It's during school hours, during school days. So 180 days a year, they'll be working and running, and the other otherwise will not be.
So I'll use a street in my ward, Warwick Neck Avenue. I have a school, I have a church, and I have a daycare on Warwick Neck Avenue. And as we know, I've certainly been pretty vocal about the speeding and requesting police intervention, et cetera. So those cameras, if a camera is put over there. I don't have any red lights on Warwick Neck Avenue, but we do have those other facilities. Those cameras, the speed cameras, they will not be active when the school is on summer vacation?
Correct. They're school zone cameras. And, you know, just like this, the school zone reduces the speed during school hours, those are the hours when it would be, the cameras would be activated. But these cameras are not a substitute for traffic enforcement.
Sure.
They're merely a force multiplier.
Could those speed cameras, I know there's quite a few of us that have installed those solar speed flashing signs, which have been, at least in my area, they've been very effective. Could those speed cameras be incorporated into that same post?
They wouldn't be able to connect with that software. I mean, as far as mounting to a pole, I mean, that's one thing that could probably happen, but
okay.
They wouldn't be incorporated, or this the idea of this company is it's not going to be meshed in with other technology like that, or like the flight
sure.
system or anything like that.
The speed cameras, when they identify the vehicle, does that camera identify anything beyond the vehicle and the license plate? Does it have an identification of the occupant of the vehicle, or if somebody's got a phone in their hand, or
It's not getting bumper stickers, things like damage, no.
Okay. And in the collections, when and if something has to go off for collection, I think I saw in there was a $10 fee for that. Does the recipient of the ticket pay the $10, or is that deducted from the city's revenue?
My interpretation on that at this point is that's comes off our bottom line. To the extent of how many tickets go to collection, I don't know. I talked to East Providence, and what they said is common is a registered owner of a vehicle will come into municipal court with a fistful of tickets they didn't know about because either they moved and they were going to the wrong address, or their child was driving the car, or another relative, and they never heard about it until they got six tickets. So in that situation, they walk into a municipal court, as is in East Providence, and they'll try to work with them a little bit on meeting in the middle on the fines.
So if there is someone who just kind of like, you know, says, I'm not going to pay the ticket, you know, the chase is on. The violator of not paying the ticket, would that be reported to the registry?
As far as I'm aware, the registry does not have any enforcement aspect to this, such as unpaid fines or whatnot. That's on, it's basically on us and the company to do our best to pursue these people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're not. I looked into that, whether or not they would levy any suspensions on registrations or the owner's driver's license, and to my knowledge, the answer is no.
1 minute, Councilman.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You got anything?
So, enforcement is going to require some effort in some cases. The management of the data, this data that's collected, I would assume that the department has done your due diligence in researching whomever that party is that's going to be gathering and documenting or storing this information?
Yes, that's the our proposed vendor. And again, the legislation set forth in the state of Rhode Island requires that after 90 days, any data be discarded, erased. So then they're not warehousing data for extended periods of time.
And when did you say
Councilman,
that
I'm sorry,
data
the time,
would be
the time
destroyed?
Is up now. I'm going to go on to another council person to ask a question.
Can I
if
just
you'd
get
like
an
to
answer
continue
question
your questions, you can request additional time.
Could I just
time
get
from
an
the
answer
committee.
On that question? You've
already allocated 14 minutes. We allocated the time because of the answers and questions. We can come back after we give other council people an opportunity, and then we can request more time from the committee.
You know,
thank you,
Chairman.
Council.
It would have taken the major less time to answer that simple question than what
Councilman,
you just spent.
Councilman, I'm being respectful, everyone. Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.